jobs now.
Good morning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
How can you be mad when gloriousness in a cup is there?
I don't know if that's what it is. Is it? Or is it everything that's wrong with our nation right now?
It's a good possibility. It's everything that's wrong with our nation right now. So the big thing that a lot of people are talking about with Starbucks is their unicorn frappuccino, which we did go in pursuit of yesterday.
You did?
Just because, okay, Serena.
Like in pursuit of, meaning you went more than one place.
We went two places.
Wow.
Serena really wanted one. She's a 16-year-old girl. It's all over everything that she's on.
It's a social media drink.
Yes.
Do you realize how they just used us all with this?
Pretty much.
It's a drink so that you can take pictures of it. Right?
Which we did not do.
Wow.
We just, well, she enjoyed it.
Okay, so basically it's a pink and blue frappuccino with blue fairy dust on the top. Somebody described it as if every popsicle you've ever eaten was melted together in one cup. That's what it tastes like.
That's pretty much what it was. I did have a sip of it, but we went looking for it. And Robin, the intern, you went looking for it yesterday as well, correct? Just not really looking for it.
Not entirely, but...
What do you mean? Did you or didn't you?
No, I went to Starbucks like I normally do. And it said that they were out of them. So I was like, oh, darn.
Well, now I need one. Then that's when you throw a fit. Like, I came here specifically for that.
Mm-hmm.
No, you work retail. You wouldn't do that. You know what their lives are like.
Yeah, we went down to the 33rd and Old. It was sold out. So it must have been sold out all day because you were there in the morning. We were there at like 5 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, so where else did you go?
We went to the Target.
Oh, okay.
At 48th and O. And we got there right before like everybody had this epiphany that, hey, wait, Target has a Starbucks. It's like we got our two, and then they sold another 24 while we're waiting for ours to be made.
Holy cow.
It was unbelievable.
This is marketing genius.
Yeah.
Also genius, however, my favorite reaction to the unicorn frappuccinos. If you don't follow Honest Toddler
on
Twitter, you should be. There was a series of tweets from this toddler yesterday. And it said, I'm excited to try a unicorn smoothie. Are they boneless? Are the smoothies made from unicorn meat, the blood, or just the horns? It's funny, if you think about it, how unicorn smoothies are fine, but you eat two or three butterflies and you're a monster. I'm curious about how the leprechaun community feels about these unicorn drinks. I hope McDonald's is taking notes because I would love some breaded unicorn tenders. I wonder if somewhere there's a unicorn drinking a human frappuccino. I bet it tastes like Netflix and debt. Follow wow. Honest Toddler on Twitter. But this is, the unicorn smoothies are also like literal hell for baristas, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, the video that's gone viral is a barista named Braden Burson. This is what he had to say about the frappuccino.
Please don't get it. I've never made so many frappuccinos in my entire life. My hands are completely sticky. I have unicorn crap all in my hair and on my nose. I have never been so stressed out in my entire life. It has been insane. If you love us as baristas, don't order it. It's
he just keeps going. My daughter did enjoy it.
That's good.
My son's he's drinking. He's like, oh, this is terrible.
It's really sweet.
It's horrifying. And he kept drinking. He drank the entire drink.
While complaining that he didn't like it.
Oh, this is bad. Oh, my God. I can't drink this anymore. This is, how is anybody drinking this? And my daughter's like bouncing around Target like, oh, wow. Oh, it's sweet. Now it's sour. Now it tastes like banana. Why does it taste like mango? It's sweet again.
She's bouncing around because it literally has like 60 grams of sugar in a tall.
It was midnight by the time she went to bed.
Oh, wow.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.